The average class size in Washington state schools is bigger than almost every other state. The state teachers union put initiative 1351 on the ballot this fall to change that. I asked our Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins to tell us more about this measure. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Bill.
What does initiative 1351 say and who's behind it?
Well, this is a six-page long piece of proposed legislation, and here's the statement of purpose. This is an act relating to lowering class sizes and increasing school staff to provide all students in Washington the opportunity for a quality education. It notes that Washington ranks 47th out of the 50 states in the number of students per class currently. And so Initiative 1351 aims to address that issue. The initiative is almost wholly funded by the Washington Education Association and the National Education Association, along with local teachers' unions.
So what would the initiative do?
Well, Bill, it's pretty explicit and pretty prescriptive. It calls for reducing average class sizes in all grades, K through 12. Let me give you a couple examples. For grades K through 3, it would be 17 students. That would be the target, down from the current 25. Grades 4 to 6, 25 students, down from the current 27. And grades 7 through 12, 25 students, down from the current 28 to 29. For high poverty schools, that class size number is even lower, 15 students per class for the lower grades, for example. The measure would also change the staff and administration to student ratios. I should note that these class size numbers come from a recommendation by Washington's Quality Education Council, a recommendation that has not been adopted by the state legislature.
And how many more teachers and staff would this take to accomplish?
Well, these are some pretty significant numbers. The governor's budget office did an analysis on this and determined it would take another 7,400 teachers and about 17,000 support staff over the next 4 years to achieve the targets in this initiative, these smaller class sizes. Now, there is a provision in the initiative that would allow school districts that don't have the classroom space or the capacity to opt out of actually reducing their class sizes. Instead, they could use the money to hire more staff members who would then provide direct services to students. The governor's budget office analysis projects it would cost the state $4.7 billion over the next 4 years. To put that in a little bit of perspective, the state is already on the hook to come up with about $3.5 billion more by 2019 to fully fund basic education because of the McCleary Supreme Court decision ruling. That's the ruling that says the state's not adequately funding public schools. As you remember, the court recently held the legislature in contempt for failing to produce a plan to achieve full funding. So basically, if 1351 passes, it would more than double that liability facing the legislature when it returns to session in January.
So we have laid out the case that the supporters are making for 1351. What are opponents saying?
Well, interestingly, there's no real organized opposition campaign. There's no registered no campaign raising money to put ads on saying this isn't a good idea. However, House Budget Chair Ross Hunter, an Eastside Seattle Democrat, has been quoted in the Seattle Times saying that he doesn't know how to pay for it, and so he's not going to support it. Current state law does address reducing class sizes in the lower grades, K through 3. Current state law has also put a focus on shrinking the size of high school lab science courses and expanding all-day K. So there are those saying, look, the state's making progress in some targeted areas, but this is a budget buster, and without a funding source, it's just not practical or realistic. That's what you're hearing from the opponents.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins with the pros and cons of Washington State Initiative 1351 aimed at lowering class sizes in Washington. Austin, thank you.
You're welcome.